a rifle right here.
All right, I have some wild footage to show you all. Have you seen this video of a MAGA agitator trying to draw her pistol on a No Kings protest crowd before subsequently getting tackled to the ground by the people around her? Now, this video isn't a one-off. We have multiple videos of MAGA agitators showing up to these protests and trying to escalate. And the broader point I want to draw here before we dig in is that this is coming from the top down. They are modeling the escalatory nature of Trump's rhetoric, the way that he speaks, the way that he engages with protests. And they show up, for example, like this. Senator Tom Fernandez showed up to a protest in his district, in his state, in a three-axle truck called the Juggernaut to give his constituents the middle finger. And if I zoom in, you can see he shows up in his truck called the Juggernaut with no respect for his constituents, for their ability to protest. You know, this is not even the worst one. What about this? In Salt Lake City, Utah, one person was critically injured, and we even have a video of the shooter getting his rifle taken away. Now, there's no gore, there's nothing graphic in this video that I'm going to play, but this is the same type of escalatory nature that I'm talking about. Police said one person has life-threatening injuries and was taken to a hospital. An arrested man had a gunshot wound. You know, the person who was arrested was shot back, but this No Kings protest had somebody disrupt it. And can I remind you, all of these No Kings protests happened after we had learned that Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman had been killed and Senator John Hoffman was injured in targeted shootings. This was after we learned that the morning had contained a bunch of political violence. Trump supporters still decided to show up to these protests with guns. And the thing that really bothers me beyond somebody showing up with a gun is the fact that this barely even made national news. Nobody was talking about the fact that across multiple cities, multiple states, Trump supporters, agitators showed up and tried to disrupt peaceful protests with guns, with weapons. What you're about to see is the Salt Lake City shooter sitting on the ground and getting his rifle taken away because he's dealing with a gunshot wound, and everyone in the crowd is like, what do we even do here? Make sure you drop a like just to help boost at least a story that is not getting national coverage. All right, let's watch.
Yeah, we're not fucking. It's a rifle right here.
Insane. So what you see right here, let me just rewind it a slight bit and show you. This is the shooter right here. He just got shot. Now, somebody is carrying away his rifle bag and saying, dude, is that a rifle that you have? So this person prevented, this man right here, a hero, prevented more deaths because he came and took the rifle bag. Right after that, you see police intervene.
Right there!
And that's the shooter right there, getting on the ground after escalating even further. Let me remind you, this happened repeatedly, not just once, not just twice, but while I was doing research, I found another video of a MAGA agitator bringing a gun. Now he pulls a gun on the entire crowd. Now, here's my position on this. First of all, if one person is walking into a crowd, you shouldn't start beating them up. Even if they're agitating, at a peaceful protest, just get the cops and make them leave. But this wouldn't have been self-defense, in my opinion. When you go into a crowd with a gun and you have a mask, you have a duty to not escalate or to de-escalate or to not be there in the first place. If you are somebody with a gun and you know you're concealed carrying and you further escalate a situation, that can actually not be self-defense because you knowingly did that knowing that you had lethal force in your back pocket. So if this man would have started shooting, that wouldn't have been self-defense. He's in a crowd where he went in there, he shit-stirred or escalated, and then he pulls out a gun. This is obviously just a mentally ill dude who decided to go escalate and agitate. And this brings me on to this video. This one, I don't know why, but I found this one especially egregious because this woman inserts herself into a crowd, and I don't even want to know what would have happened if she wasn't tackled to the ground after this clip. Take a look. Now, it would have been really easy to miss it. But let me show you one more time. After it zooms out, she tries to grab her gun. Thank God she gets tackled to the ground. I mean, she reminds me of like a Marjorie Taylor Greene-esque woman who probably just thinks that all liberals are evil and want to trans your kids. And this is what happens. Otherwise, normal Americans, people who 20 years ago be normal in the political landscape, are now being easily radicalized in a top-down manner from a president who tweets unhinged stuff. You know, I haven't even checked Trump's True Social in a few hours because I actually want to have a life and I was working out and living. So I want to check True Social and I can guarantee he's tweeted something incredibly unhinged within the past few hours. Look at a long, ranting, droning post, a military parade video. Look how cheap this looks.
Mr. President.
It's just so incredibly cheap, this military parade. He sends more and more random, crazy posts. Yeah, so when the president in a top-down manner is using radical, extremist rhetoric and riling people up and lying to the country, there's no doubt people are going to be radicalized, especially easily impressionable people. I didn't have to scroll for long to see Donald Trump saying, President Putin called this morning very nicely to wish me a happy birthday. You know, I made a video about this yesterday, but dude, when the president is sending manic tweets about Vladimir Putin and about, you know, the enemies of the country, then there's no surprise when people do this. Now, there's a nuanced position here. I do not think the crowd should have started hitting this guy and mobbing up on him. Obviously, you can get him out of there, but the idea of mobbing up on him is bad. But also, when you go into a crowd of people you disagree with a gun in your back pocket looking for trouble, I would argue that is not self-defense. It's not self-defense whatsoever. And I just want to end this off by saying, while all of this was happening, Donald Trump was holding a military parade, which I think puts the cherry on top of the point that I'm trying to make. This dude uses extremist, military-esque, authoritarian rhetoric and imagery all of the time, so of course his supporters are gonna go out into the streets and try to take matters into their own hands. Honestly, some of these people probably thought they were gonna get pardoned. They've seen repeatedly Trump pardon people who just do him favors, whether it's the Trump supporters who try to interrupt the election on his behalf, whether it's Justin's son who does corruption on his behalf. He lets people go. He lets people walk free, so they probably thought, if I go, you know, harm some liberals, troll some liberals, what's going to go wrong? What's going to happen to me? And I'm going to leave it at that. If you want to help push back against this nonsense, against this extremism, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I appreciate every single person who watches my videos on a daily basis, and I will see you all in the next video. Peace out.